them both around here in paper bags.
I see. What do you call a large bag that's made of a loose kind of cloth? Say like 100 pounds of potatoes will come in, or...
So what do I call it?
Yeah, the kind of cloth, or what the kind of bag.
Well, even some are made out of asbestos, some are made out of cloth out of a cotton.
But say, what would you call the bag then? I mean, like say the bag that 100 pounds of potatoes come in.
A sack.
I see. What do you call a small musical instrument shaped about like this that you blow on with your mouth?
Harmonica.
How about the same thing that's made of metal and you hold between your teeth and pick it?
I don't know whether I can call that name what I think or not.
Well, that's what we want.
Huh?
That's what we want.
Oh, I don't know what to talk about, but I can't call it. I don't know if you put that in there and pick it with your finger.
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
You call it a Jew's harp?
That's right. Yeah, it's Jew's harp.
What about a playground, piece of playground equipment that it's a long board that's balanced in the middle and the kids sit on it and balance on either end of it?
Seesaw.
And how about a homemade merry-go-round? Something that goes round and round and the kids get on and play.
Well, I don't know the name of that, but this was a merry-go-round.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or size with?
Quit rock.
How about I'd like to ask you about different kinds of fences, different names for fences. For instance, like a picket fence and a rail fence or a pale fence. And how you distinguish between the two. Like for instance a picket fence, what is that like?
Well, you see, there are a few picket fences all around the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And for cattle and hogs, you use a hog wire. And for poultry, you use a poultry wire.
I see.
Now, that's the only way I can give it to you is I know of them.
Mm-hmm. How about a pail fence? Do they have any of those?
Mm-hmm. Well, we used to build gardens a long time ago. With strips, you might say, one by four. And then the garden out of it, I call that a pail fence.
Can you just draw me rough what a pail fence looks like?
Well, it's just post put in the ground, two runners on it, and the pail sticks that straight up. One post put in there.
Is that one of the posts then?
No, between the posts. Pale it was in one before.
Like you got the post here and a post here?
Yes.
And then the runners like this?
That's right.
And then what?
Come down this way with your pale.
Oh, I see. Like this?
Yeah. Otherwise, you just have a runner here and a runner here at the bottom, which pales that way.
I see. And then
that's what I call a paling fence.